It's cold out there today. Colder than the Grand Slam bat flip that Vlad Jr. unleashed against the Yankees in the ALDS. But do you know where it's toasty and warm and where baseball's hot stove is brewing along? The Morning Lineup Podcast. We're here Monday through Friday, first thing in the morning, to deliver you all the trade, signings, and news from the MLB offseason. All in under 10 minutes on anywhere you get your podcasts. Come in from the cold and join us.
Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Might be A.J. Brown. Then again, he might be a winner. There's talk Nick Sirianni was asked, will he be here next season after he extolled all the virtues of A.J. Brown? And he said, I can't guarantee that, in so many words. So does that make him a loser or a winner? He could be either. But, man, I don't think Philly's a bad place to be if you want to win. I still think that's a loaded roster. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And it's cloudy today and a high of 34. Andy Russell, a low of 20. Rocky Blyer. Fan weather brought to you by Secure Money Advisors. Tired of this weather? You want to retire in Florida? Let Secure Money Advisors help plan your retirement. Let's go to the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, where we find our very own Jeff Hathorne live at the Combine. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Joe. I want to give you an idea of where I'm at. These are the podiums right here that guys are going to talk at. In fact, Joe Brady's going to be like three podiums over here in a couple of minutes talking about the Buffalo Bills. But it's this huge room here, and you could look over here. You see CBS Sports. There's our friend Aditi. There's NBC, NFL Network, ESPN. So yeah, it's been a fun day here in Indianapolis.
Ask Joe Brady if he thinks the Bills will win the Super Bowl next season, Jeff, just as he's walking by.
I'm gonna give him your concerns about more of the players on the team than who's coaching them.
Yeah, ask him about the GM and the roster and whether they'll have a defense or a number one receiver next season. Anywho, were you there for Omar Khan today?
I was.
What did you find most interesting that he said?
He said that they don't have a firm deadline on Aaron Rodgers, but it seems like, just reading between the lines, that they've had conversations. While he wouldn't say this directly, their desire is to have Aaron. But I think what also is key is he recognizes that they still need to find a quarterback of the future. Like, that's still on their radar. Just if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback, doesn't mean that they still couldn't look for another quarterback, although it wouldn't be as prevalent high in the draft. And that until they find that 10 to 15 year guy, that's their biggest priority. So, I mean, Rodgers talk was a big part of it. Also, that he thought that schematically that Mike McCarthy and what has been run for the last 18 years isn't going to change much, or 20 years isn't going to change much under McCarthy. And he said there'll be some nuances offensively, but between that and the defense, it's schematically, it's going to be very similar for Steeler fans.
He also said that he wasn't certain if Broderick Jones was going to be ready for training camp. Did that surprise you, Jeff? And does that put tackle back in play for the draft?
Yeah, not necessarily surprised me because we had heard some things about his neck. And when it's a neck injury, those can take a long period of time to heal. So I'm not surprised, but I do think it does bring tackle. It brings Dylan Cook from just a feel-good story to maybe an opportunity to compete for a job. And I think it might bring, not at a high end, but it might bring tackle into free agency for someone, at least an experienced backup, if they roll the dice with Broderick, that he might be able to play.
Jeff Hathorne, our sports director at the Combine. So with Rodgers, what do you think the deadline will be? Let me wipe that out. Do you think they already know? Doran Dickerson from the morning show says he believes they already know and that they know he's coming back. Do you share that opinion?
I think they know the parameters. I think they know what he wants. I think everything is in place. I don't know that they are willing to say they know 100% that Aaron's going to say yes, because Aaron can be volatile. He can change his mind. We've seen a lot of different things from Aaron over the span of his career. I think they feel comfortable with him. I think everything's set I think they feel like an agreement is in place. It's just a matter of whether Aaron will say yes. And Omar said numerous times that this isn't going to be like last year, meaning they're not going to have to wait till May to get a decision. But he wouldn't pin him down to saying they need one before March 11th when free agency starts. But to that point, Joe, did he play his hand that if he doesn't really, that doesn't matter in free agency, that maybe they're not going to be active looking for a free agent quarterback, that Malik Willis really isn't a part of what they're thinking about doing?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the interesting part. I would say if there's anybody they would go after that makes sense, it's Malik Willis, right? Is there anybody else that comes to mind free agent-wise?
Joe Flacco. I mean, who else are you going to look at? Trey Lance, or are you going to wait and see if Tua, I guess Kirk Cousins is available. You could go down those roads, but if you're looking at a few of the older guys, why not just go with a guy who knows the head coach and has some experience with the team from last year?
How long did Omar talk for? It sounded like he was asked about a bunch of different things, and did anything else stand out, Jeff? I know he talked about his time with Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I mean, he did talk about that it was weird with Mike not being here. It was interesting. I was in a scrum with John Harbaugh and asked him about Mike Tomlin stepping down. And he said, one of the things people think, oh, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's because of Pittsburgh that's the way they play. But he said Mike Tomlin was the reason those games were so hard to play. And then he said Bill Cowher and Chuck Knoll were two of the greatest coaches of all time. So that's just a quick aside. I thought it was an interesting tidbit from Harbaugh. As far as other things that Omar said, he said he's in negotiations with Cam. They've already had conversations, which seems to be much farther along in the process, at least from Cam's point of view, than they were last year. So that he says he's had contact with a number of the free agents and guys going into their last year. But what he's learned is sometimes what you think is going to be a simple process can be complicated. So until that gets done, and that's not going to happen this week, obviously because of what's going on in the combine.
Well, Cam's under contract, so what are they negotiating?
Well, he's going into the last year of his deal. So it's that conversation of, does he want an extension? Is he one of those guys like Porter and Herbig and Benton that they want to look to extend? Or do they at least want to have conversations so you don't get into camp and Cam's holding out because he thought there was some kind of agreement? I find it positive that at least they've had some type of talks about what his future holds.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting. I would be tempted just to have him play on his current deal, wouldn't you?
I would think at this age, because we saw with Cam Jordan, like, man, when you drop off at that age, it drops off a cliff most times. Now, it hasn't for Cam, but I guess ultimately it'll depend what he wants. But it seems like he wants
a lot. I know
what
he wants. More money. Actually, I don't blame him. He's coming off a hell of a year. It's hard to blame him. It's just he's never going to win the PR battle on this one. If there's another contract dispute.
Omar also said he thought Caleb Johnson was going to turn the corner. Now, maybe that's more hope because he drafted him. And that Roman Wilson, he thinks, is going to be a factor this year. And when asked why he wasn't last year, he kind of hemmed and hawed about different things. I'm not convinced by that, but he's optimistic on his last couple of third-round picks maybe finally coming through and doing something for him.
Of course, he was also optimistic at the combine about Kenny Pickett 1 year, and Pickett was traded within seconds of that conversation.
Yeah.
So who knows?
And you can't discount the cloud of secrecy or the trying to throw teams off the scent part of any of these conversations here.
What do you say about Kenny Gainwell?
That they've had talks with Gainwell. They have an idea what he wants. He didn't say this directly, but you got a sense that Gainwell wants to explore the market, or at least explore the tampering to see what kind of offers are out there before he's going to make a decision to sign back here. But obviously they loved what he did last year and want him back.
Did anybody ask about Patrick Queen? There seems to have been so much chatter about whether they want him back.
Much to the Pickett conversation, he said, this is a guy we want. He's played really well. We would consider a contract extension as he's going into his last year. But to your point about Pickett, I would wonder, maybe we'll see with the new defensive coordinator, but he had nothing but praise for what Patrick Queen has done.
Jeff, I began the show by sort of painting this as the opening of the Omar era, really, with no more Mike Tomlin and all the power that Tomlin wielded. It feels like this is Omar's big chance to make a stamp on the franchise. And frankly, I think he was a huge influence in the hiring of Mike McCarthy. Do you look at it this way? Like, this is now the year of Omar?
Yeah, even though Mike McCarthy is going to have some say in what goes on in the draft, like, it's his guys without Tomlin in the way, and he knows McCarthy. Like, I do agree with that. And, you know, they need some skill players. What kind of magic can he work? What kind of trades can he work with the excess draft picks that he said, more or less, that he's going to package together in some type of deal? They're not going to draft 12 players. So what kind of move can he make? What kind of evaluations? He gets another year with Andy Weidel. Who knows how many more of those he gets to take advantage of those opportunities. But yeah, Joe, I think Omar realizes this is his chance to really say, it's my draft.
And my team, in a lot of ways, right? More than it's been so in the past. And the opening question today, Jeff, was, is this a good thing? Is it a good thing that Omar seemingly has this opportunity to wield more influence and power within the organization and make it more what he wants?
You got to trust your GM. You know, there are some things that you really like about what they've done, especially fortifying their lines. And a couple of the late round, I mean, you got a starting guard that was in the fourth round. Good find. So I think there are some things that he can build on, but you can't go into this process having anything but trust in that GM. And they've got to trust that he knows what he's doing, and those scouts are giving him good breakdowns on these players.
Who do you talk to next, Jeff? It sounds like commotion around you. Are there other coaches there? Is Joe Brady out there yet? Who else?
No, I think this is this the Bills GM here, Joe?
Can I yell through your mic and yell at him from here? Just put out your phone.
That's why I have the headset.
Put your phone right out to him.
All right, I'm going to put it out.
No.
All right.
Get some players. Get a receiver, Brandon Bean. What are you doing?
So, yeah, that's what's going on here. Tomorrow there's some draft experts that talk, and tomorrow at 8 a.m., Kyle Lewis will be one of the first players to talk, the Pitt linebacker.
Interesting.
So we get into player talks tomorrow. Boy, isn't Ian interesting? If he falls down into late day two or into day three with his hybrid abilities, he's an interesting player, isn't he?
He is. Very interesting. Jeff, thank you for taking time. Maybe we can talk again since you're at the Combine out of your normal schedule if you have time.
Absolutely. I'll talk to Limits. We'll make it work.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
What a wonderful man he is. And he'll be interviewing and talking to all these players and prospects and coaches. There's going to be a lot of interesting stuff there. All right, Limits, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.